Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, I'll deliver some extension news and remind everyone that the 4-H enrollment is now open for the upcoming 4-H year. But first, for today's Did You Know? Pumpkins are a popular fall decoration this time of year, not to mention the joy of jack-o'-lanterns, a holiday favorite. K-State Research and Extension suggest harvesting or purchasing pumpkins that are fully ripened in order to increase their longevity. Pumpkins that are harvested before they are fully ripened will rot more quickly than those harvested at peak maturity. With that, a mature pumpkin will have a hard rind that is solid in color. The pumpkin should make a hollow sound when thumped, and mature pumpkins have a wax coating which protects them from drying out. After harvesting the pumpkins, keep them cool and out of sunlight to extend their life. Carved pumpkins have a much shorter shelf life, sometimes only a few days or up to a week before noticeable rotting occurs. But to extend the life of a carved pumpkin, clean the inside thoroughly, removing all seeds and loose strings. Soak the inside of the pumpkin in a 10% bleach water solution for hours. Avoid using a real candle inside the pumpkin, since the heat speeds up the rotting. If there's a frost in the forecast, bring your jack-o'-lantern inside. Pumpkins have a high concentration of water. And don't forget to take a little more caution when out trick-or-treating. Let's plan to have a safe Halloween week. In my extension news, the new 4-H year officially started October 1st, and we are excited to get everyone enrolled and back into their project activities. From shooting sports to food preparation to performing arts and all species of livestock, Kansas 4-H offers 45 different project areas for youth 7 to 18. On the local level, McPherson County has 7 different clubs meeting across the county every month. For information on how to join or to find a full list of the projects available, please contact us at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 or visit our website at mcpherson.k-state.edu. For all of our McPherson County members, those who enroll before November 15th will have their enrollment fees waived, so don't wait to start your journey in 4-H. For upcoming events, please mark your calendar for a multi-county weed management program held November 20th in Lyons, covering best practices for herbicides used for weed management with K-State specialist Sarah Lancaster and Tina Sullivan. More details will be following about this program. We here at KSRE would like to invite all to the annual KSU Swine Day planned for Thursday, November 21st. The 2024 Swine Day will kick off with a technology trade show featuring more than 30 vendors. The trade show opens at 8 o'clock on November 21st at the KSU Alumni Center. The Swine Day program begins at 9:15 and includes lunch. The day wraps up with a reception at 3:30 featuring K-State Call Hall ice cream. The fee to register for the Swine Day is $25 per person if paid before November 13th and $50 after the date or at the door. K-State students may attend free of charge if they register before November 13th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.